Thank you. I want to say it's an honor to be asked to be here today. If you look at the title that I gave my sermon, no, I'm not going to present a horror story or a murder mystery or something like that. That's not what the Faces of Fear is. I should have said the Facers of Fear, I think, is probably the better title. You know, I've never been much of a thrill seeker or a risk taker throughout my entire life. Growing up, I did have various fears, fear of heights, which is kind of ironic considering that I was flew in a lot of helicopters in the Army. But I had a fear of heights, had a fear of, because of one experience, I had this fear of spiders, deathly fear of spiders. Snakes didn't bother me too much, but spiders always bothered me. Lots of fears, but I would have to say probably the greatest of fears that I experienced is when I was in college and when I attended speech class. Nothing brought terror to me than the idea that I would have to give a speech, especially an impromptu speech where we just had to get up. Actually, sometimes the impromptu speech were easier because not much was expected of you. But my body just did not cooperate with my speech giving. I would have little twitches in my cheek and my knees would smote upon one another, as it says, as the King James says about King Belshazzar, his joints of his loins became loose so that his knees smote one upon his another. That's definitely the way I was in speech class. So it's kind of ironic that I would be up here today because of the terrors that I experienced as a younger man. And not only that, God in his sovereign will called me to serve with those who by their vocation had to exhibit courage on a daily basis. While we were in Iraq, every step out of our barracks, every trip outside of the forward operating base brought in every soldier a gnawing fear, because we knew that somebody out there was waiting to lay ambush, whether with small arms fire or with an IED. They intended to kill us. And not only outside of the wire, but also in the post daily, we had mortar rounds lobbed at us. The rockets were fired. Of course, they weren't real accurate, but then again, sometimes they don't have to be. But there was a gnawing fear. In fact, some even succumbed to that and wouldn't even come out of their barracks. But many did, and many did it on a daily basis because that was their duty. They faced their fears and they did what they were supposed to do. We seldom knew who the bad guys were, and we seldom knew who the good guys were. Now, this same fear is present with those that I work with today, those who are in the law enforcement, those who work in law enforcement. Because of the badge they wear, there are people out there who are either violent people or perhaps even mentally deranged people who would single them out as targets. And there's no way of knowing who those people are until they commit that violent act. So you always have to be prepared to react. It never ceases to amaze me at God's gift and blessing through these young, dedicated soldiers and these young, dedicated public servants. As a Christian, we are all also gifted and called to live a life that is courageous. Now, we may not face the fear of life and limb, at least not on a daily basis, but we do face fears in our lives on a daily basis. Real fears that would intimidate us into living less than productive lives. The Apostle Paul, in his second letter to Timothy, which is our text today, he's writing from prison in Rome. The Apostle Paul has much to fear. He told Timothy that he is suffering many afflictions. Yet he is led not to dwell on his fears or not to dwell on the situation that he is in, But he is led to remind Timothy to stir up the gift of God that's within him, to be courageous, to face his fears, and to be faithful to his calling as a Christian. In order to give us context, I'm going to read, starting with verse 6 and read through verse 10. And I'll be reading from the Authorized Version. Wherefore, I put you in remembrance that you stir up the gift of God which is in you by the putting on of hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but be partakers of the afflictions that the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. For God has not given us the spirit of fear. What is fear? I did get a definition, and believe it or not, I actually found a good definition in Wikipedia. Now, I know Wikipedia just kind of added on there by all sorts of people, but this happened to be a pretty good definition, I thought. Fear is an emotion induced by a perceived threat which causes entities to quickly pull far away from it and usually hide. It is a basic survival mechanism occurring in response to a specific stimulus which is perceived as a risk of significant loss of health, wealth, status, power, security, of anything held valuable. In short, fear is a motivating force arising from the ability to recognize danger, leading to an urge to confront it or flee from it, also known as the fight or flight response. Now, the definition goes on to say that this is not talking about anxiety. Anxiety is different from fear in the sense that fear is a response to a particular stimulus, whereas anxiety is a response to an uncontrolled feeling of that there's something out there. Not exactly the same thing, and that's not really what I'm talking about.